time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it. Hey, listen closely here because you could help make a big difference here in a case that has kind of gotten cold over the past couple of years. State police, they've released a new sketch. And hey, can we get this up if it's not already on our story on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show? Could somebody please post this new sketch that the police have released? There's also audio I'm going to play, and there's some video now of the Delphi suspect. This came out Monday afternoon. We know this is about power to you, and you want to know what we know. This is according to the ISP Superintendent Doug Carter. He said this during the press conference, speaking directly to the murderer. He even remarked the killer might be in the room trying to learn what police were doing with the investigation. He said investigators believe the suspect is either from Delphi, works there, or used to, and still visits the area regularly. They believe he is between the ages of 18 and 40 and appears older than he actually is. Police also released video of him walking along the railway bridge towards Libby German and Abby Williams, along with an extended clip of him talking to the girls. Now, this is looped out. I will play it a few times, but it is saying, guys, down the hill. So listen to this, and I'll play it a few times. Maybe you can recognize the voice somehow. So that's one thing. They had audio before. I think it said guys, maybe, or down the hill, but they were at least more like to formulate a sentence. I wonder how much they actually have, if that's it.
Oh, they've got more.
Or if they're still holding back more.
They have more. So here's what I think. This was just like a movie yesterday, as far as like when you've seen movies about serial killers and stuff like that. And when the police do a press conference and they speak directly to the killer, that is what they were doing yesterday. And I think they were putting in hidden subliminal messages in the press conference.
Because, to the killer?
Yes.
Like what?
Saying things that would make the killer worried. Like, I think that they know who it is. I think that they only have circumstantial evidence. I 100% believe the police do know who the suspect is, but they just don't have enough. So they're kind of trailing him, probably watching him and trying to trip him up, which is like, they put a whole bunch of like religious stuff in their press conference, which was definitely out of the ordinary. So in my mind, I'm thinking this person could be a youth pastor, somebody like that, that works at a church that knew Libby and Abby, because they're trying to trip him up, like freaking him out with all this like religious stuff that they were saying. I just knowing what I know from all these other cases and stuff, just because I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff, that's what I feel like was happening.
The new sketch, I feel like if that's true or just in general, whatever it might be, it has to catch them then. If they're saying that
it
this person's in there,
it looks nothing like the first sketch.
It's totally different than the people they actually interviewed before.
Yeah, it's up on our story at Joe and Alex Show if you want to see it, if you have not seen it yet.
So we will definitely keep you updated if we hear anything. And reminder, you can always call Crime Stoppers and try to give them tips and information. That's totally anonymous.
And if you don't live in Indiana and you're listening and you're still interested in finding out about this case, it's like the biggest case that's happened in the state of Indiana in years.
But it was national news, too. This was everywhere.
Well, right. So it was national news. What I was going to say is, if you're interested in it, the family, the survivors or whatever, were on Dr. Phil not too long ago. And so you can probably YouTube that and watch it and learn more about this case.
Hey, how are you guys doing with your vaccinations?
I think I'm up to date.
Liv's kind of like not acknowledging. I feel like
I think I'm up to date.
I always wonder about Porkchop. I feel like he never gets vaccinated. Well, the U.S. recorded 71 new measles cases last week, which is a 13% increase. The CDC says it's recorded 626 cases of the disease in 22 states as of April 19th. And they say they previously recorded 555 in 20 states. But this is like going to be the second worst in like, I'm sorry, it's the second worst outbreak of the disease in our country in two decades. Like, that's insane. Like, we shouldn't even have this. Get vaccinated, you dummies.
That is terrible.
Oh, God. If you gave me like some, well, I should rephrase that. If you gave me measles, I would be upset.
Right.
I would have a problem with you. This is a story that I didn't even want to talk about. It just makes me so mad when people do things to animals. Authorities in Coachella, California, nabbed a woman that they were looking for. She was caught on video throwing a bag of three-day-old puppies in a dumpster. Here's my thing. If you're just a piece of crap human, which is fine. I mean, there's some people out there. Let the dogs loose somewhere where people will see them. But you threw them into a garbage dumpster.
Yeah, thank
God
she
was caught. What are the odds somebody would see that? What are the odds?
Oh, so terrible.
Should throw her into a dumpster and see how she feels. Thankfully, though, she's arrested. They found her because of video out there. She's facing seven animal felony counts, and if she's convicted, she could face up to 6 years behind bars. I don't understand people. Like, for example, Alex doesn't love or like animals, but Alex, I don't think
I care about the well-being.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Alex, even if a dog bit her, would be like, well, I'm going to throw you in a garbage can, dog.
No, of course not.
So you're a sick person in the head if you do that. And if you were looking to get one of those Samsung phones, the flip ones, you know, like they kind of fold up, I wouldn't plan on it. They announced earlier this year that they're releasing $2,000 flip phones, but they are now delaying it because the phones are starting to break. You knew that would happen, right?
If it bends
in half already, it's not going to last.
I just want someone to bring back the Sidekick, but make it a smartphone Sidekick.
Did you actually have one? I never did.
No, and I always wanted one. I just had a pink Razor.
I bet you could find one on eBay for pretty cheap.
Oh, probably, but like, imagine what that would be like. You'd have to text on T9 and stuff, I'm sure.
Did you ever want, like, the Razor was kind of cool. Did you ever want, or is this more of a guy thing? Did you want one of the phones, like, with, I think it was Sprint, where it's like, brrr! Like, you could just, like, chirp it back in people?
Oh, like a walkie-talkie?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I always wanted one of those, and by the time I got one, like, they were ending. Kind of like all my fashion sense, like everything's over by the time I get it. But I was like, hey, you guys got there? Like, oh no, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So I just had to hit random numbers and try to chirp with people. Nobody chirped back.
Well, now you have Twitter at least.
Yeah, I got that. But nobody tweets me either. All right, and hey, today's a special today. Today is International Nose Picking Day. Who's going to partake in that?
Sweet.
Yeah, do you ever try to like fake the nose pick? So like obviously you're picking your nose, but you don't want people to see you're doing it.
I feel like a lot of people I know absolutely pick their nose and eat it. I see it happen, and I'll say something.
Do you? Because I feel like you're a weirdo that you would kind of go like,
no,
you may
they
not swallow it.
It,
but you just want to see what it's like.
They do it all the time, and I have said like, dude, you just picked your nose and ate it. They're like, no, I didn't. I was just biting my fingernails or something. I'm like, you 100% did.
That's very gross. And today is also school bus driver day. So shout out to our school bus drivers. I honestly thought that if this radio thing didn't work out, I always thought like driving a bus would be kind of cool because you get to play the music you want. You know, you get to pick up kids. They probably like leave their lunch. One kid leaves their lunch behind. Oh no, it's mine.
I know that if you're, I know a lot of people tell me that their bus drivers listen to the Joan Alex Show. So if you are a bus driver and you're listening to the Joan Alex Show, give us two honks right now.
Oh, I heard a few. Yeah, shout out to the good bus drivers out there. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com.